Next item, item number 480.
Accept bid of R&R General Contractors, Inc. for the Southwest Vermont Street, Southwest 65th to Southwest Capitol Highway Pavement Rehabilitation Project for $2,434,922.
Good. We've got Larry coming up. Thank you.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners. You have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to R&R General Contractors.
Sorry, I need to get your name for the record.
Well, see, I thought you knew me by now.
I know you.
For the record, I am Larry Palat. Can't even say my own last name. I am Larry Palat.
Let's try all over. Now, yeah, you got to start all over now.
Okay. For the record, I am Larry Palat, procurement manager. You have before you a procurement report recommending a contract award to R&R General Contractors for the Southwest Vermont Street, Southwest 165th or 65th to Southwest Capitol Highway Project or Pavement Rehab Project. The engineer's estimate on this project was $2.8 million, and the Bureau's confidence level was moderate. Bids were opened on March 15, 2018. Two bids were received in response to the solicitation, and R&R General Contractor is the lowest responsive and responsible bidder at $2,434,922.09. Where they get the 9 cents, I don't know. Which is actually 13% under the engineer's estimate. The Bureau of Transportation Procurement Services had identified an aspirational goal for certified, disadvantaged, minority, women-owned, and emerging small business enterprises, subcontractor and supplier utilization of 20% of the hard construction cost for the project. There is a total of $250,703, which is only 10.3% of the DMWESB certified subcontractor participation on this project. A portion as follows: disadvantaged business enterprises, $172,620, flagging and trucking, and emerging small business, $78,083, concrete cutting and signage. However, R&R General Contractors is a state-certified minority business enterprise contractor, which makes the total DMWESB participation for this project, including the prime contractor, 54.24%. R&R General Contractors is in compliance with all of the city's requirements for contracting. Another small note, R&R General Contractors is a member of our Prime Contractor Development Program, which has open opportunities or confined opportunities for projects under $1 million. However, this project, they were successful bidders in the open market against all other contractors, regardless of size. It's kind of a nice thing for our program people to grow out of the program. Council has any particular questions relative to the procurement aspect? I can answer those. I don't think there's anybody from transportation here.
Colleagues, Commissioner Fritz.
I should have a very detailed question. Thanks to Janine Gates on my staff. The presentation said that the total disadvantaged business participation is 63.5, and you just said 54 point something else. So I was just wondering.
Unless I did the math wrong, I'm pretty sure it's 54.24.
Maybe you could just get back to me on that, because what's in the written document?
I'm sorry. I will certainly clarify that, Commissioner. I absolutely will. But I did the math this morning, and maybe I missed.
I don't know whether it needs, if it is incorrect in the documentation, if that needs to be changed as a Scrivener's error or not. I'm just, and I'd be interested to know.
Absolutely. I will
either
fix
way,
it this
afternoon. It's very impressive. Thank you.
And I will fix it this afternoon and let your office know.
Thank you.
Further questions? I'll entertain a motion.
Move the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Saltzman, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Well, this is entitled Pavement Rehabilitation Project. It's really much more than that on Southwest Vermont. This is a project that is being funded under the voter-approved Fixing Our Streets program. And not only will it be rehabilitating the pavement, they will be adding sidewalks along sections of Vermont. They will be adding widening the curb lanes on the other side of Vermont, adding bike lanes, and fixing curb ramps as well. So it's a great project. Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman, for highlighting that this is so much more than a paving project. In fact, it's really exciting because it goes by the Southwest Community Center, which has long lacked adequate access, sidewalks, etc. So this is a project that the Southwest Neighborhoods, Inc. Transportation Committee has been dogging for a long time. I also have to credit Mayor Sam Adams, who put money into the sidewalks that have already been done. So little by little, we're patching together some very challenging streets in Southwest Portland where stormwater impacts have to be considered and often greatly increase the cost. So I'm happy to hear that this one came in at 13% less than estimated. Thanks to everybody for your good work. Aye.
Wheeler.
Larry, this is fantastic. Thank you.
I take full credit. Absolutely.
As well you should. As well you should. Commissioner Saltzman, thank you. Commissioner Fritz, thank you. This is really great work. And while there will undoubtedly be some inconvenience while the work is going on, at the end of the day, I think it will be a very, very positive, transformational, and well-received set of improvements in the community. So thank you for your thoughtful, holistic approach to this. I think it's great. Thank you. I vote aye. The report's accepted.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.